10-8 DBF. Yeah, free time's such a hard thing to come by right now that I would feel probably just as bad buying an 891 setup that collected dust, because it's rare that I even get to go out in my yard. So at least at the old house, I had, you know, things relatively set up to where I could pretty much hook up a radio and jump on the air for like 20 minutes, but here I don't have anything. But yeah, no, I think I paid $699 plus the Mars mod, so it was like almost $800 after tax and shipping, or no, there was no shipping on that one. It was like $770 or something. So I figured if I could pull six out of it with the, I got the Kenwood cradle, their really crappy case, and that speaker mic. So figured if I pull six out of it, I don't feel so bad. If not, whatever, I'll just sit on the thing. It's maybe it'll turn into one of those 74 scenarios where people are scalping them for $800.
You never know. Yeah, I mean, I'd really like to have one of those. I don't need to. It's a lot of money though, and I really just would like it for the
He'll buy it for $400.
Data modes to be able to run APRS and stuff like that, but with the Digipeter iGate down in Mount Clemens, there's really nowhere to get in and and put it all on the internet. So it's tough right now. APRS has been a point of contention and frustration for me for the last few months. So I've kind of given that up for a little while.